Internet users love animal videos, so one can assume panda live streams would be huge. With the launch of iPanda.com, you can get your panda fixed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and this has been going on for 3 years. Some experts are calling for tighter supervision on the streaming of pandas, claiming these guys are tired. Is this true? What's going on, ladies?
Let's talk about iPanda.com first.
Yeah.
So in 2013, China launched the iPanda.com that offers panda live streams to people around the world. This is the first 24-hour high-definition telecast program of pandas through multiple cameras, according to China Daily.
Sounds pretty cool.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah.
And with the platform, people can watch giant pandas play, eat, climb trees, and more than anything else, sleep.
Yay!
On panda.com.
Yes.
So you see those cuddly cuties moving around with their round
bodies.
It's so great. And apparently people love it, according to a panda lover. I spend most of my spare time watching giant pandas online, and sometimes I watch them for a couple of hours. It is a therapeutic and joyful thing even to watch them sleep. So apparently people love pandas. However, we are seeing a situation where some pandas are disturbed by the even though professional cameraman, but not professional panda care, I guess.
Yeah.
So when they're doing the live streaming, some of the, let's say, media workers are disturbing those pandas. And some pandas, maybe they have huge pressure. They wanted to be like they're very happy and perky and doing all the show for you guys. So they feel a little exhausted under the camera.
Oh, poor guys. I feel for you, dudes. But to tell you the truth, I'm not sure they're aware there's a camera.
Yeah,
they just see people and they're like, oh, go away. But okay, so I briefly want to say, you know, seeing pandas in the zoo, I haven't seen iPanda live stream.
Oh, you should.
I'm missing out. I get it, okay?
You should.
But I also don't want to contribute to these pandas' plight, okay? So we got to talk about that. But I did see them in the zoo.
Oh.
And they're not that exciting. I'm sorry if I've offended any super huge panda lovers. I love pandas, but every time I've stared at these things in the zoo, they just stare back at me while they eat their bamboo, and they don't move.
I think I'm a keen lover of the panda live stream. I even watch a 2 minute video on the panda munching the bamboos, and I watch it for 3 times just in a day.
Oh my God!
Yeah, let me share with you guys some numbers about how people love panda live streams. Like so far, the iPanda.com, the panda channel of the CCTV, China Central Television, it has over 10 million followers around the world.
Wow.
And enjoying over 200,000 visits every day.
Yeah.
And also another like live streaming platform, Pandapia, has received 180 million reward points, which is like equivalent to nearly 1.5 million yuan since its launch.
Yeah. And apparently people believe panda do a live stream for a reason. According to our dear listener Yi Yan, he's like, I'm a panda, I do broadcast, I earn some money to feed my kid. So tough world out there.
Yeah. Now you pandas know you gotta work. Okay? work.
Uh-huh.
No, but you know, I get that people find therapy and like to watch pandas. You know, I think this is great, too, for so many people that aren't near a zoo that has a panda, right?
Mm.
Maybe you're actually seeing these pandas in real time, and there's that cool aspect about it, right? Always live is always so much more exciting because whatever that panda is doing, it's uncensored. It's right there. That panda is doing whatever it wants. Like, I guess one time the panda grabbed one of the feeder's legs in an attempt of what I guess viewers called prison break.
Aww.
He's like, I gotta get out of here. And jumped on the leg. And it just looked ridiculously cute.
Yeah. I love that.
So you get to see these kind of things because it's live, you know? So as it's happening, you're watching it. And that's pretty cool. But, you know, I would like to hear what you guys have to say maybe about what these experts are saying, why they're saying we need to kind of limit this, because I realize sometimes, you know, this sounds great. Live streaming, pandas, live streaming, pandas. But what happens maybe, you know, if you're making money off pandas, is there a concern here for the exploitation of pandas? And are pandas really feeling tired?
Well, apparently a professor of rare plants and animals in Sichuan province said due to the low fertility rate of giant pandas, it's early to be too optimistic and allow people to like live streaming pandas all the time. It's possible that in the future they can still be downgraded from endangered to vulnerable. Yeah. And I think he has a good point, since there is also this live streaming about panda mating, if I dare to say, and it's been really popular.
Yeah,
people love to see it. But I feel like that would cause certain kind of stress to the pandas, since so many people have to be in that cage or zoo and filming them. And as well, live streaming sites have tuned giant pandas into online celebrities. And since they are online celebrities, some zoos, in order to gain more attention and somehow raise a little bit more funds, which are due to good purpose, that is to help support the panda protection, still, they are like overly using those pandas to do a little bit more, to make them look cuter, to posing for pictures instead of showing their natural behavior. So that would also generate to panda, let's say, exhaustion.
Yeah, you know, I thought about this. First of all, you know, if there's somebody in the exhibit with the panda, you know, that's actually doing the filming, or if you're like trying to kind of move the panda to do a show, you know, because it's funny, we say, oh, pandas, you know, this must be so hard for them. But I would say there's places like SeaWorld where you have like whales and dolphins, which aren't necessarily the most flourishing animal on the planet, you know, and they're also like, I don't know, they're just special animals, yet they're doing tricks and performing for screaming audiences every day.
Yet, yeah, I'm against that, by the way.
Well, I mean, okay, I get that. But there's a lot of people that like to see dolphins jump through hoops, you know? And so I think you'll find a split crowd on that. But the thing is, how can you say that, you know, that kind of form of entertainment, literally in front of thousands of people, dolphins doing mundane jumping, is okay, and that live streaming pandas is so bad? I mean, I get that according to the WWF, that's the World Wildlife, I guess, Foundation. From 2016, the giant panda has been downgraded from endangered to vulnerable on the global list of species that risk extinction. But still, as Nuhong Lin had said, they don't reproducing for these animals are a bit tricky. But so, I mean, my point of view here is, is this so bad? I mean, these animals, they're in an exhibit. They're not in the wild. They get food brought to them all the time. There's that maybe stress that's not there. You know, imagine the wild can be a pretty unforgiving place, but you're in an exhibit just being waited on hand and foot. All the things that maybe would make life really hard aren't there. And people are just giving you everything you need, and there's no predators or anything like that that are trying to endanger you. And if you get sick, someone's immediately going to come to your aid. You know, there's a lot of aspects where these pandas have it pretty good. If a panda breaks his leg in the wild, maybe there's not going to be a bunch of doctors rushing to help that panda.
I want to mention one thing. Now, for the breeding centers, they will select some pandas and then release them back to the nature. And also, I want to mention one good point of the panda live stream is that before that, the fund for like protecting the pandas are really in shortage. And now, as we all know, that breeding panda is really expensive and costly thing. And also, I think this example, it has like demonstrate a perfect like positive example, like when science, political will, and local like community, they can work together.
Yeah.
So maybe we can save the endangered species and also improve the biodiversity.
Even though before the show, I had a little chat with Ryan saying that I want to be staying in a cage where I can have food delivery to me whenever, whatever I want, and also have an iPad, have Wi-Fi, and I don't mind live streaming. Okay, that is not true. I was kidding, because even though you've said that, the pressure of finding your own food on the table, raising yourself, supporting yourself is not there. There is a still a different kind of anxiety we may not understand fully right now. As even as human being, if you have enough money and don't have to work, you will find yourself in certain kind of depression. Mm-hmm. You will find yourself lack of certain kind of cause in life. I'm not saying panda can feel all that. I'm not a panda expert per se. But for pandas that's been living in a zoo for long enough, it's going to be hard for them to live in the wild. And vice versa, I understand. And the experts are trying, like Huang Shen has said, are trying to set some panda for free, make them in the wild, and release them into the states that they can actually make a living in the wild. It's really hard, and it takes a lot of research and a lot of you have to keep on track to those animals to make sure the giant panda are out there making a living instead of dying out there. So those things also need funds and need help, and that might be the perks of livestream.
I think we portray ourselves on so many things. I mean, often when a little girl or a little boy looks at a teddy bear and they say, "Oh, my teddy bear's sick, daddy." Mm-hmm. Like, I think to a much older extent, people see their dogs or see their cats and say that they're feeling this, and they're so convinced of that. I don't agree that these animals have any idea what's happening. If it was stress, it has nothing to do with live streaming, the act of doing that. It has to do with maybe somebody going inside to do that.
Yeah.
So remove the person, put a GoPro in there, and that panda's not going to know that they're being live streamed. I mean,
technology saves the life, huh?
Yeah, and these pandas, I think they have it pretty good, because I think we portray, the panda needs to be in the wild. But often, maybe we haven't lived in the wild as animals for so long.
Yeah.
It's like we say, you know, they need to be out in the wild, yet we have our grocery stores, all this stuff that's almost like the easy life. You know, we're not going to go run and jump back in the wild because we need it. I think also for pandas, they're pretty happy in their enclosure that they get 3 meals a day. They get, you know, somebody to come in and comb them. This sounds like the celebrity treatment. And in fact, these pandas are celebrities. On top of this, it's not just exploitation.
Yeah.
But Huang Shen, you said you had watched this three times and you got joy out of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's not a bad thing. It can help me to relieve my pressure.
Your stress. And maybe if a panda can do that, that's not necessarily such a bad thing.
Yeah.
It can maybe grow like people's knowledge of pandas, how they look, how they act in their daily activities. Maybe, you know, it can help for people to appreciate and save other wildlife by being able to see this animal. And just for a kid that maybe is growing up in a different part of the world, who's like always wanted to see a panda in real time, this allows them to do that. So I see a lot of good here. But final thoughts, what do you guys think? Good or bad?
I think live streaming pandas is a great idea. We just need a little more supervision to make sure no people are bothering those cute, cute pandas.
Amen.
I really enjoy the panda live stream. And
she doesn't want to give it up.
Yeah, and I think it can help people to arouse their awareness of protecting the ecological environment. So by that, I think my dear panda can have a better environment to live in.
Aww.
Very cool. All right, well, great opinion, guys. You're listening to Roundtable.